The Quality Education and Jobs Initiative would extend the temporary 1 cent tax increase after its scheduled expiration in mid-2013. The tax increase was approved by voters as Proposition 100 in 2010 at the urging of Governor Jan Brewer, who had said it was needed to help the state raise $1 billion a year for public education. Brewer said earlier this year she would end the tax after 3 years and has not commented on the new initiative. Anne Eve Peterson, a parent and co-chair of the Quality Education Jobs Committee, says there is strong support for the tax increase.
With the resources specifically dedicated to improving education and helping our state economic health,
she does not anticipate much opposition.
I mean, this is going to be seamless for people, and it's not something new that you're going to be paying. You're already paying it. The investment that we're going to make with it is really going to have very beneficial effects for school children, but also just for the state's economy and the state's future as a whole.
The group has filed the proposed initiative and will now set out to gather the almost 173,000 signatures required to put it on the November general election ballot. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.